This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
3 o'clock hour here. Hochman and Crowder program. We just have a lot to get to. I was delighted with Gino there and talking about the grilling. We just got video of Solana riding the F1 track today. He looked a little peaked at some points during that video. A little. Did you get a little nauseous, Solana, doing that?
Not nauseous, but you're constantly like, my head is bobbing all over the place, and you're wearing the helmet, but like at no point are you just sitting still. And it was tough.
But Solana, coming off like the lies you talked about with your grilling ability, now with this video you sent us, I don't know if the flaw was that they have miles per hour in the bottom left-hand corner.
But there's no flaw, Crowder. I sent you
65.
It's a three-minute video.
65 miles per hour.
It's a three-minute video. I mean,
well, send me the 200 mile per hour portion because you were going 63, scared at 63.
That's 150 right there.
You're on 441, driving about 60.
Yeah, he's hanging out. He's going to the gas station.
Why do you guys take the fun out of everything, man?
You're in a minivan. He got in a minivan with a helmet on. Oh, yeah, it was intense. You're going 63.
Did the doors close like sideways with a push button?
He's in an Odyssey talking about it was intense.
Will Manto is going to join us this hour. He did it as well today at Hard Rock. And he legitimately, I'm telling you, go on his Twitter. Go on Will's Twitter because he legitimately looks like he's going to get nauseous. He doesn't look like he was having much fun. And he describes it as very hot in the car, which certainly cannot feel great. Anyway, we have a ton of stuff to get to today. Will Manto is going to join us. We have heat tickets to give away at some point before 6 o'clock. You want to do a little cat talk here? Not that there's much NHL hockey going on, but there's the Four Nations tournament that started last night. Give us a little cat talk. Cat talk. You watching Will's video?
Will almost let it go.
He doesn't look good, does he?
No, yeah, he's scared. Yeah. That's the I'm a grown man scared face.
Would you do the Blue Angels like Gino did? Would you go up in one of those?
Oh, I'd love to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd bungee jump. I'd skydive. Like, yeah, it is what it is. I'm a Christian.
Bungee jumping is stupid, right?
Yeah, that's
very dumb. Going up with the Blue Angels is dumb.
No.
I want to get to G7.
But that's technological marvels. It's getting to experience something that no one, mostly no one on Earth, will ever experience, which is going faster than the speed of sound. Most people will never experience that in their lives. Anyone can bungee jump, as evidenced by the line of people in Orlando ready to bungee jump. That has no appeal to me at all. I've done the slingshot ride before, and that was dumb. I'm angry that I ever did that. I did that at the South Florida Fair because my kid wanted to do it. I did that for a radio bit, I think. I did that for back when I was working in West Palm. But I don't ever want to go in a hot air balloon. I don't ever want to go hang gliding. I don't ever want to go, what's the paragliding?
Parasailing. Yeah.
Never, ever want to do that. The Blue Angels I would do, though, because if you can just walk up to someone on the beach and sign a piece of paper and you're allowed to do it, all right, then you really got to. What is Shams wearing on ESPN right now? With these leather jackets, all these personalities, these Rob Palinkas, these Jam Sharanias. What are people doing with these heavy leather jackets on TV? What am I missing?
I'm trying to be cool.
Where's the good old quarter zips that we used to enjoy on the Manning cast?
Wow, that's
look at you see what he's wearing?
They're on the Manning cast.
He looks like the Fonz.
He looks like the Fonz. He's got the white undershirt on. He's got the hair greased back, and he's got the leather jacket. I guess I'm too old.
Shams of Anarchy.
That's pretty good. I would tweet that. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. What's that?
No, to the point you're talking about. Fear is fake. Danger's real.
You waited a long time to get that in, huh?
You're scared to parasail and all that, but it's not dangerous because so many people do it.
Yeah, I have no desire to, and that doesn't make it any less dangerous.
Because you're scared.
The risk reward isn't
scared.
Worth it for me. I'm not scared.
You're scared.
I'm not scared.
You're scared. That's why you're not doing it. Fear is in your mind. Danger's real.
Yeah, but I don't fear it.
That's why people... No, you do fear it. That's why you don't want to do it.
I don't fear it. If I'm on the beach, to spend an hour of my day getting dragged around by a speedboat in a harness that's pulling up on my tallywhacker, it doesn't interest me at all. It just doesn't interest me.
But it's
hot air balloon.
Hot
air balloon. I'm scared of.
You're scared. All the stuff, anything that you want to do, you're scared of, and fear is not real. Fear is in your mind. Danger's real. And that's not dangerous because, to your point, thousands of people do it. It can't be that dangerous.
Well, no, that's not true at all. It can still be
dangerous. It's very true.
Thousands of people. No, it's not true.
More people die driving to the gas station than parasailing or bungee jumping or skydiving.
More people drive.
No, it's I'm telling you, you're scared.
No.
You're scared. You don't want to admit it. It's a testosterone thing. Y'all are
it's
scared
not a
of
testosterone
I'm not scared
thing.
Of that
I'm
stuff.
Telling you, it has nothing to do with fear. I don't want to get dragged around by a speedboat. It doesn't seem appealing to me by any stretch of the imagination.
It's very fun. I've done it dozens of times.
I'll take your word for it.
Okay, scary.
You're saying parasailing is a lot of fun?
It is. It's fun because you're up there. They drag you around the boat. You're looking down on things. Yeah.
I could see skydiving. Like, that's something. You're right. I'm scared to skydive, but I'm petrified of heights.
Experience something that we're not meant to experience, which is flight.
Right. I would love to do that.
Yes.
I would love to build up the courage to do that. I'm scared 100%. But parasailing, I'm not afraid. Am I going to fall in the water? Whatever. I know how to swim. It just doesn't seem fun. Hawk's right.
There's nothing fun. No one ever goes parasailing and says, I want to do that again.
Never.
No,
I've been dozens of times.
That's gone dozens of times. You're the only person. That's why they don't sell monthly club cards.
I got a membership. I got a parasail membership. When I get to Jamaica, they say, parasail man. I say, what's up, baby?
You're the one guy. No one has ever done it a second time. They don't even ask you when you get to the parasail stand, have you done this before? Because we don't have to go over all the rules. They know you've never done it before. Because if you've done it before, you're never in line to do it a second time.
Parasail man. What it is, baby? He's going to ride seven
they
times.
Have spotters Jeez. At the airport. He's back. He's back. Man your stations, man your stations. Parasail man's back. Have you done a hot air balloon?
Yes. That's
I have
fun.
No desire to do that. That doesn't. I would like to see everything from that vantage point, but man, you can't tell me that the guy with like one rope is controlling the entire balloon. We saw the Hindenburg.
Because you're scared of
yes,
the one
I'm
rope.
I'm scared of that. That's yes, scary. I am. That I said.
And that's a mental fear.
That's a totally different conversation.
Y'all are scared of these things. You don't want to say it. I'm not interested. Same parasail is the same thing. It's the vantage point of
you,
being
I'm
high,
interested in seeing
everybody.
Things from that vantage point, but I don't want to risk gravity, which, by the way, is 100%.
Gravity's real.
Gravity is real. It's 100%. So if you fall out of that little bucket, you lose.
But if a snake bites you on your ankle that's poisonous, you die.
That's right. And I try to go out of my way not to voluntarily tap dance around poisonous snakes, which is that's the same thing as signing up for the hot air balloon. If I stumble into a hot air balloon, I was just walking to the beach and all of a sudden I'm in a hot air balloon. I didn't mean to be. Okay. It happens. But if I sign up, I'm signing waivers. I'm watching a videotape that was recorded in 1987 to show you what happens. Like, no, that ain't for me.
Fear is fake.
All right, danger is real. We got you. We got you.
Hot air balloons, they can disappear. Like, they have a propensity to just get taken away by the wind.
This is true.
Just into nowhere.
That's right. Into the ether. No one ever hears from them again. Happens all the time.
That's a lie.
Happens all the time.
No, it doesn't happen all the time.
All the time.
Just goes off and disappears. No,
it goes off.
Found.
It disappears. It's a balloon. Can't
Y'all
control
scary.
Where a balloon goes.
Y'all are scary.
You're stupid.
Y'all are scary. This is so if behind my house.
Again, I'm going to disconnect you. If you say that stupid phrase again, we're disconnecting you.
Fear is fake. That's real. Even behind my house, like, I'll get in the lake behind my house. I do it all the time. I swim in the canal, and everybody's amazed by it. They're like, there's gators in there. I'm like, no, mm-hmm. There's not gators. You don't see a gator. It's nothing around. Why do you think there's a gator in here? We're in Florida. No, you're scared of gators, but there's no real danger in this canal. We can swim in this canal all we want. There's nothing around here to eat us. That's the fear of South Florida water and the real danger of alligators.
This cannot be real. Of course there's gators in Florida waterways.
But there's not any in the canal. Actually, it's like the people that are scared to jump off the boat in the ocean. Oh, there's sharks out here. Do you see a shark?
That doesn't mean that they're not out there.
It's 100% it means there's not sharks out here.
What? What is happening here?
So every single lake in South Florida has a big alligator in it that's going to eat you.
But there's probably a good chance, yes.
There's not a good chance.
You're saying if you don't see something, it's not there?
If you don't see an alligator in the lake, they breathe air. There's not an alligator in that canal. I swim in canals constantly.
Why?
Well, we know how you're going out. hey, listen, keep that
Y'all
same intensity
scary.
When the thing's rolling you down to the bottom. Keep that same thought process.
I jump out in the middle of the
Cover
ocean.
Cover your eyes. Go, I don't see you, gator, so you
Out in the middle, 30, 40 miles out. If it's too hot, I jump off the boat. And I do it for the look of it. You know, it's pretty cool. But I jump in the ocean and swim around. And everybody's so scared. And I'm like, have you seen a shark recently? You're just
that is
scared
where they
that
live,
sharks
you would
might be
in
around.
The ocean. You would acknowledge they live
if
in the ocean.
But if I see one, I'm not going to jump on his head and grab his eye and poke him.
But it's kind of their MO. It's kind of their MO, right? Is not to be seen until they've eaten you. Like,
no, y'all are scary, man. Y'all are scary. That's the problem.
Why are
That's
you
why
jumping?
My life's fulfilled.
Why exactly are you jumping in canals? I grew up with a canal right behind my house.
Yeah, I mean, you'd never go that in a million years.
My parents had a pool.
Because he's a bitch.
No.
Crowder, you live in a mansion with a pool. You have high ceilings. I've seen these videos of you doing TikToks. You have a beautiful pool in your backyard. Why don't you just jump in the pool? What the hell are you jumping in a dirty-ass canal for?
I mean, remember, this because is a guy who dug holes in his backyard as a child for fun.
And I need to, whenever my grill goes bad or my kids' bikes, they outgrow their bikes, I got to drag the bike down to the bottom of the canal and put it in my wreck for my fish to live so I can have
decorate it properly.
Yeah, decorate my wreck properly.
Yeah. All right, that's your cat talk.
Y'all are scary.
Victor texts me, Channing is having a John Renshaw moment. I believe Victor is correct here. Do you see a cat? Do you see a cat around you?
So if you're in any state where an alligator could be present, you're scared to swim?
No.
So why wouldn't you get in the canal?
Well, first of all, it's a canal. Because, I mean, there's beautiful beachfront in Florida, and there's also pools, very nice chlorinated pools. So, like, canal is so far down on my list of places that I want to go swimming.
Do you get those? Do you walk into the ocean?
Do you ever get in a canal?
Do you ever go in the ocean in up in Boca?
Yeah.
Oh, there might be a shark right there.
I know. And they have lifeguards, and they're looking for them. And when there is a shark, they do a shark warning.
You're scared of water. That's
the difference. I literally just said to you, I'm in the ocean. I don't know what you're saying.
I know. So you're not scared of the ocean, but you're scared of the canal and the lake. It's crazy.
I don't
want to
swim in a canal.
People think alligators.
Am I a caveman? What am I doing in the canal? Like, what? I'm not following. Why on earth would I need to go into a canal?
Well, first, honestly, I go into canals because I can check and see the bottom, so I can see the how deep it is, so I know where to fish and where the fish would sit. So I can kind of, observe fishing areas of canals, and I go down there with goggles and check them out.
He thinks he's like Tom Hanks in Castaway. he's got the stick. And he's got like a man-made shirt, can you imagine? Oh yeah, I live a mile from the beautiful Boca Raton Beach. Laura, I'm gonna go hop in the canal on 4th Street or cool off this afternoon, and
then
I might eat some berries that I find on a bush growing out of the canal. Nah, I don't want to go to Playa Bowls for a nice acai. I'm just going to eat some of these berries over here by the canal. The F4 canal? Yeah, I'll be fine. They're very, very good-looking berries.
It's funny you say that. My orange tree is throwing some little oranges already this year.
It's just so bizarre. Like, I have to observe the canal. Like, what is this?
So
the Oregon Trail? Like, it's a canal.
He's such a liar. He wouldn't know where the canal was.
I swim in our canal.
If you gave it to him on MapQuest, he couldn't find a canal near his house.
I swim in the canal behind my house.
No chance.
I call it Lake Crowder. I think I'm the only one that calls it Lake Crowder because it's a whole neighborhood lake, but. That's what it's called. I'm prospecting my area, my water prospect.
Did we have anything for Cat Talk? Did you say the sponsor? Are we good to go?
I have not said the sponsor. Cat Talk, brought to you by my good friends at Hollywood Kia. Get the star treatment at Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia deal in all Florida. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia and shop online at HollywoodKia.com.
All right, watch the Four Nations tonight. There's your Cat Talk. Headlines real quick with Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
Andrew Wiggins out tonight for the Miami Heat.
I'll take the under.
He has a stomach illness. They have to get to the bottom of this, man.
No, I'm telling you, I had it. Like, it's going around, and it's contagious, but you don't get it till a few days after, so he's with all those teammates and whatever. Everybody's right. Getting it.
But, yeah. Hawk, I mean, you know, you drink Yoo-Hoo and eat salmon out of a packet. Like, these are top-notch.
I had that for lunch.
Yeah, I believe it. These are top-notch professional athletes. Like, a little stomach bug is slowing them down? Come on. Get it together.
Well, you haven't experienced the norovirus the way the rest of us men have.
Solana goes to the hospital for jet lag, Hawk.
Yeah, and you lose your tooth every couple months.
My tooth been in for a while now.
It's not something to brag about.
One fell out because I was eating a Laffy Taffy recently, and one popped out on this side.
Is that my cat?
Fear is fake. Danger is real.
If you missed it last night, the Heat, they lost. It was embarrassing.
Right, maybe you turned it off after three quarters. You said, well, they got this one.
Well, they didn't.
I wish I would have turned it off.
I was just watching for – I needed one junk three from Andrew Wiggins because he had 13 points. I had over 15 and a half. One junk three. Nothing.
Crazy. Bam is listed as questionable. He bumped knees yesterday with Nikola Jokic. Duncan missed yesterday's game. He's probable with the illness. Terry Rozier still out. Kevin Love, personal reasons, out. Andrew Wiggins out because of an illness. Canada won yesterday 4-3 in overtime. And the Jets announced officially they are moving on from Aaron Rodgers. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy. Tonight the lows will be in the mid-70s. That is your weather.
That was a delightful segment. There are many, many texts asking us to check on Crowder during the commercial break that maybe he's having some sort of episode.
I'm fine. I'm trying to explain to y'all life, but y'all don't want to hear it.
if life is...
We can't relitigate this, Solana. We cannot relitigate this. We have to take a break because Will Manso is going to join us. So don't go anywhere. I'll be back with a little more Hockman and Baker Act.
Fear is fake. Accidents are real. You got to have your go-to accident attorneys at the best in the world.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I wish I had boobs. They seem like they are way more advantageous than what we have.
Okay.
Hawk and Crowder.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, our friend Will Manso is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Will Manso, sports director at Local 10. You see him on FanDuel Sports Network Sun during Heat games. Heat play tonight. Are you ready to talk about the fourth quarter from last night, Will, or are you still getting over that?
I mean, I tried to forget it immediately, but it's been stuck in my mind because I don't think I've ever seen anything like it. A 24-0 run to start a quarter, I mean, I don't think I've never seen that before. I'm curious if it's happened, but I'd sure as heck never seen it.
Before the quarter started, it was like, oh, Heat with a 10-point lead. It was something like Heat with a 10-point lead, you know, what could go wrong now? Like, it was kind of a cutesy little tweet, but you had no idea how prescient you were.
No, I wish I was wrong in that case. I knew, look, we prepped all game, right, as fans and as covering the game. Like, they're going to make a run. They're the best team in the NBA. And for three quarters, every little run the Thunder made, the Heat withstood. They had a 10-point lead going into the, I mean, they outscored them in the first. They hung around within one or two in the second and third. So I knew a run was coming. I don't think anybody knew that was coming. I mean, that was unreal.
And we'll head it into those teams. We were talking about it yesterday. OKC is one of the best teams in the NBA. They have the MVP on the team and all that stuff. Like, heading into these games, like, what should we be saying? Because I said it yesterday, like, Tyler has to go crazy. That was my whole thought. Now with this, Bam's going to get his 20. Tyler goes crazy. That's our chance to win. Is that am I off on that?
I think it has to be more balanced than that, Channing. I don't think – because the thing is, Tyler going off, right? Tyler last night was coming back from a stomach bug. I don't know how – if he was 100% or not. You know, he didn't make an excuse, but he only took 12 shots. He was 5 of 12. He led 14. Defenses are going to keep attacking him. You've seen it the last week and a half. On the plus of that, attacking Tyler, Bam has come to life the last 7-8 games. But, guys, I think we've seen enough of Tyler and Bam, what they are together, and they can be so good that they can't do it alone, though, because they're not like 40-point scorers. I mean, they're guys that are going to get you 20 to 30 on a good night, you know, but you still got to come up with another 60, 80 points somewhere else. You know what I mean? And especially in this NBA, the Heat will win some ugly 95, 93 games, 101, 98 games. But when you play the top teams, I mean, they held Boston to 103 a couple nights ago and still lost by 18. You know, they have to find offense outside of Bam and Tyler. You hope part of that is Wiggins gets more comfortable, but they're going to need more than just those two guys down the stretch.
But Will, and look, I know right now on social media, there's a lot of people kind of calling out Spo, and that's not my intention here, because I think Eric Spoelstra is the best head coach in the NBA. Like, at what point, because this is the third time this season the Heat in a 40-25.
Never happened before, by the way. The right. shot clock era, that had never happened before in a season three times. It only happened by the Heat another time. So, you know, it hadn't happened in years. Never happened before anybody other than the Heat. It's just unbelievable that it's happening.
At what point, though, yesterday, I mean, 24-0 run by Oklahoma City. You blow a 22-point lead against Orlando, 9 points against Brooklyn. Does Spo just have to say, hey, somebody go to the rack? Somebody get to the paint? So, like, at what point do we say, okay, yes, we can question whether or not it's coaching? Because, look, I'm not pinning any of this specifically on Spo, but I do think there are some fair criticisms to either the rotations or you know, just like a lack of some sort of decisive decision of, hey, we have to stop this avalanche now. Here's what we're doing.
Yeah, I mean, look, two things can be true. Right? Spo is probably the best coach in the NBA. Certainly gets voted on every year, and his track record speaks for itself. That can be very true, and at the same time say, he hasn't done a good job in fourth quarters of late. He hasn't done a good job figuring out his rotation, and that's okay to say, because I think no one knows that better than Spo. Like, Spo understands he's got to find a way. Like, you can't, sometimes people create rosters, like, they got to go get a star, you should have gotten KD, man, they whiffed on Lillard, and all these conversations. Eric Spoelstra, none of that matters to him. He has a roster that he has to make the most of. And there's enough talent on this roster to not get outscored 24-0. So I think Eric Spoelstra, any criticism that comes his way about the way this team has played, in particular of late in fourth quarters, has to be fair criticism. I mean, he has to fan. Like, last night, you didn't start banning Tyler before. I think you're hoping you could at least have some sort of resistance for a couple minutes before you bring him back. It may be a point where, like, man, you got a lead like that, just go for the jugular. Leave your guys out there. And if they get tired at the six-minute mark, you figure it out. But you can't allow that to happen. So, yes, I think any criticism of Spo in this situation is fair. I mean, he's a head coach. He's a great coach. Like I said, I think the best in the NBA, as you said, but he's not perfect. And there are things with this team and this rotation that he has to continue to figure out, especially after the trade with the new guys here.
And to that point, Will, like, figuring it out, like, they knew, like, they traded for Andrew Wiggins. Like, we all watched Andrew Wiggins play before. They knew what can Kyle Anderson do. Like, is there a figuring out? Like, what's that figuring out process of learning how to use these new guys? And I know they're not all stars, but just is it where, to Solana's point, to what you just said, where, okay, now we see the vision of why this is this was a smart idea.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the number one word that comes to mind in every conversation that I have heard or had in the last week since the trade is spacing. You know, in a trade like this, you've got to figure out how the spacing is going to work. And spacing is all about who's on the court at the same time, right? So who are you pairing who with? Like, Wiggins with Davion is the way he's gone. And by the way, not everything has been bad since the trade. While they haven't won games the last couple of games, you've seen what Davion Mitchell could be. The speed that he provides at the point guard position is something we haven't seen in a long time in a Heat uniform. I mean, he is quick. He's everywhere. You can see a lot to like about him that the Heat have been missing. In Wiggins, I think his track record speaks for itself. I mean, he's a very consistent quality 18 to 20-point scorer. I think that will come. Again, I think it's just, who do you pair him with? You play H. When Duncan's back, where do you go with Duncan? Who's your, you know, who are you going to off the bench? You're going to continue to ride Terry as he struggles. I mean, at what point do you pull the plug on that and go another direction? I mean, these are things that, aside from the new guys, just even the guys, the way their roles shift around, Hayward Highsmith, guys like that, what do you do with them? That's why Spo's paid the big bucks, and he's got about 30 games to figure it out. Look, the Heat are going to be, once again, in that play-in mix. If you look at the East, there's like 10 teams that are in that mix. After that, everybody's terrible. So they're either going to be in that 7-10 play-in game, or they're going to find a way to get a 5 or 6 seed. They got 30 games for Spo and everybody else to figure out the best way to do it.
Solana did that F1 media day today. We saw some video of it. And I saw your tweet, Will. You looked to me like you were a little peaked. It looked to me like you were getting a little bit of, like, a little sick in that car.
Let me tell you, I went through the wave of emotions. It's like a 3-minute ride. And, like, going fast is not hard, right? Like, we can all go fast in a car straight. It's when that thing starts braking on turns and you're going, I saw the video, they sent it. We hit 159, right? And then within like a second, we were at 80 miles an hour. I mean, he just hit his brake and turn. Like, I'm glad I didn't have breakfast before, because something was going to come up. Like, air came up on that one. It would have been some good eggs and bacon this morning if I would have had breakfast.
Air came up on that one. But Solana sent this video of his, and his went like 55 miles per hour. So was he on a special track?
Baby ride. Yeah.
I sent you a 30-second clip. Will, I sent him a 30-second clip, not the full clip.
I'm just teasing.
Yeah, so straight away. the straightaway, he went at least 150. Like, my driver, we all had different drivers, depending, you know, my driver hit 159. Though I will say, though, there was that moment where, like, he was, and, you know, you get in the car and you want to talk to him, so you're talking, right? Because you could hear each other as much as you're going fast, you have this helmet on. And he starts talking, he took his hand off the wheel, enough talking, just drive the damn car. I'm good. Look where you're going. We're on a track going 160. I'm good, man. I don't need to chit-chat to small talk.
Well, that's did you have on a SpongeBob life vest? Because Solana had on a life vest. I don't know what car he was in.
It was like a yellow strap they put you in, you know, and the helmet. I mean, listen, we were driving. What were we driving? Oh, we were driving McLarens. It was a McLaren. It was, I mean, it was great cars. Great cars.
Looked,
and the track is
looked pretty wild.
There's a you close, can, it is how close you get to the wall is nuts. It is crazy. It is crazy.
You can see that on Will Manso's Twitter if you want to see the video, and I'm sure Solano put his up on Instagram and Twitter as well. There was one other tweet I want to mention before about you, and I read it on the show yesterday. I thought you had the perfect tweet yesterday for the start of spring training. Seeing Sandy Alcantara back is why I'm excited for the start of Marlins season. Seeing Sandy Alcantara potentially traded is why I'm not looking forward to the start of Marlins season. We all know it's coming, right, Will?
Yeah, I mean, barring Sandy not being healthy, you know, and or just being unproductive for some reason, he comes back and he's not the same Sandy, which is highly unlikely, he's going to get traded. I mean, I think you can't go, like, the Marlins can't go rebuild and this whole thing that they're pushing, you know, halfway. And they've gone, I mean, I say halfway, they're past the halfway point. They've traded everyone away except Sandy as far as guys that make money. So, yeah, that's going to come, and it sucks that I saw – no, you guys know Sandy or covered him, seen him. I mean, he's the nicest guy. Like, he's such a big smile, and he's such a great guy, and he's so optimistic, and he's put up with all the BS of the last few years in the middle of it, you know, a Cy Young, Tommy John surgery, and then comes back to basically a minor league team. It's going to happen. It's going to hurt like hell. But at this point, if you're a Marlins fan and don't have thick skin, then you need to find a new team.
And we'll just keep doing this year after year, huh? Because – you're right. We have a Cy Young award winning pitcher, but he has to go. It doesn't make sense to keep him.
Yeah, I mean, look, from a baseball perspective, and this is not what I'm not at all saying that the Marlins should trade Sandy Alcantara, but I think considering what they're doing, they probably should trade Sandy Alcantara. Because what do you want? It's like it's almost like I mentioned that we were driving a McLaren. It's like having a McLaren, but you've got like bicycle wheels on them. Like you can't drive it. You can't ride it. It's not going anywhere. I mean, you have this horse Cy Young of a pitcher, and you have a minor league roster around them. And that roster, if it ever becomes good, is at least 2, 3, 4 years away. And you can't pay Sandy $17 million a year plus what he's eventually going to get in a new deal. I mean, it sucks. I mean, there's no other way to put it. It stinks for him too because he's so likable. The fans that love him. It's so rare to have a Cy Young award-winning pitcher on your team, and the Marlins are going to have to trade him and get a bunch of kids that we've never heard of and hope that one day they could be decent. I tell people all the same, like they trade the Jazzes, they could be as good as Jazz and Sandy.
And Ozuna.
Yeah,
I always say that outfield.
Giancarlo Stanton.
Yes, trying to get an outfield that looks like Stanton, Yelich, and Ozuna. And so you trade Stanton, Yelich, and Ozuna to try to find the next Stanton, Yelich, and Ozuna.
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly – I saw a memory came up on my phone, and it was a picture I took in spring training of Stanton, Yelich, and Ozuna all around the batting cage in Jupiter watching Ichiro hit. And I thought to myself, we'll never have it this good again.
We'll never have it that good again. Do you want to see your New York Giants get Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, heck no. But I do. I get anybody you want as a veteran. As long as they draft Cam Ward, you know, I like Shedeur Sanders. I think Shedeur's going to be good, but I really want Cam Ward. They need to, whoever they draft as a veteran fill in, I really don't care. The one that's killing me, I don't know if you guys have seen the rumor that Matthew Stafford is a possibility for the Giants. Because there's talk of the Rams trading him. There was why would a 37-year-old Matthew Stafford want anything to do with the Giants? I mean, what the Giants want anything to do with a 37-year-old Matthew Stafford, who's a great quarterback still, but he's not in their window of building. So just give me Cam Ward and let's rebuild.
I'd like to see Stafford as Tua's backup down here. I'd like to see Aaron Rodgers as Tua's backup down here as well. What do you think about that?
He wants Aaron Rodgers and Matt Stafford to back up Tua. Yeah. He wants First to spend all, the whole salary cap on backup quarterback.
Yeah, Matt Stafford is a legitimate top 10 quarterback in the league. I mean, when he's healthy, he's still a stud. I mean, you look at his numbers and what he does, the arm strength, he's still great. he's 37, but he's still great. You know what caught me by surprise, guys, is Aaron Rodgers had, I mean, we watched him last year, except against the Dolphins, where he was actually very good that game. He had 28 touchdowns and 11 picks last year. Like, he actually wasn't as bad as everybody thought he was. But I want him nowhere near any team that I follow. Yeah, I'm good with it. It's time for him to.
Yeah, he had a statistically good season. What about Jameis Winston for the Dolphins? How about Jameis as a backup?
You know, I think Jameis can get a starting job on a team like the Giants or the Raiders. You know what I mean? Like a team like that that's going to draft a quarterback early. I think Jameis should go to a place where he can actually start, because I do think he is a starter in the NFL on a team like that, where the Dolphins just need a guy who can fill in a good backup, because you know that Tua will probably miss a few games. I don't think Jameis will – I think Jameis can go somewhere where he can actually start. Kirk Cousins, yeah. I mean, how does he fit into this offense? I mean, he's better than what the Dolphins had last year. So whoever they sign, it better be somebody who can play, because we learned the lesson the hard way from Miami last year.
Damn, so no Skylar Thompson then, Will? You're done with that?
I'm good. And Mike White, Skylar Thompson, Tim Boyle.
Where's Daniel Jones?
Boyle,
I don't even know where Daniel Jones is.
Minnesota.
He's with the Vikings. Yeah, he's gonna back up whoever the backup is to the backup there.
Will Mansell.
He don't even have a number, Will. Daniel Jones didn't even get a number when he arrived.
Sports Network Sun Heat tonight. Hopefully they have a better fourth quarter than last night. See you, Will.
God. See you guys. All right.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
What is life if you can't have arroz con pollo?
Hawk and Crowder.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.